The Iranian government has released a handful of detainees, including several prominent journalists, according to opposition websites. At the same time, the official Fars news agency reports two reformist newspapers, Itamad and Iran Dokht, have been shut down. Paris-based Reporters Without Borders announced journalist Abdulreza Tajik, Behrang Tankaboni, Rozba Karami, Ali Hekmet, and Mashallah Shamsalvazin were released after weeks of incarceration. Shamsalvazin is the spokesman of the Iranian Journalists Association. Top Tehran prosecutor Abbas Jafar Dolatabadi promised Sunday that many opposition detainees would be released for the Iranian New Year Nowruz, but warned of severe consequences for those that do not cooperate. Another journalist and a blogger were also arrested in recent days, according to Reporters Without Borders, while two others received six-year prison sentences. Opposition website Rahasabs also writes the government is calling for former prisoners to submit to new interrogations in which they will be forced to admit to wrongdoing. Those admissions, it says, will later be published. Analyst Mirdad Kansari of the Center for Arab and Iranian Studies in London says the Iranian government believes it gained the upper hand after a February 11th rally marking the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution.
With the new year coming up, it is their strategy to finally balance the carrot and stick approach and consolidate the kind of gains they thought they had made on the 11th of February by appealing to the public and showing leniency, but at the same time making it quite clear that they are not willing to tolerate further breaches of discipline.
Alex Vatanka of Jane's Defense Analysts concurs with Kansari, noting it is difficult to see any clear plan of attack in the approach of the Iranian government towards the opposition.
It's kind of difficult to, at this stage, reach the conclusion that this hardline faction that is currently running the state in Iran is in possession of some sort of a blueprint about where to go from here. Ayatollah Khamenei and President Ahmadinejad, they're saying, come with us, stay within the Islamic Republic fold, and we'll be lenient. And if you don't, bad things will happen to you.
The Iranian parliament, meanwhile, is reported to be continuing its investigation of previous government crackdowns amid lingering anger over reports of the abuse of prisoners at the Kahrizak detention center and the ransacking of student dormitories at Tehran University. A recent video shown by the BBC of student dormitories being attacked has reportedly ignited further outrage. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.